You're saying good, Johnny.
Thank you very much. 42. You're saying great on that. Got a 42 on the meter.
Yep.
45, you would have gotten your money back, see? Well, we're going to take a short intermission now and wash all over with a tiny sponge. And give Nick a chance to finish his book, Sex and the Single Dwarf. What you say?
Tiny sponge, Mickey Paradise.
There are a few things in life that can destroy a man's mind, like war, pestilence, and a blind date. Usually, the only thing you know about her is that she's got a great personality. And that's like a ring around the sun, right? Go to pick her up at her house and... vicious little guy. Go to pick her up at her house and her dad opens the door in his negligee. And you've got to admit that's a pretty strange place to have a door. it's all in fun. I am without guile. I have a four-door guile I drove up in. You can smell her mother cooking in the kitchen right away. Right?
No offense.
And then she, Godzilla, comes in. Reading a copy of the book, How I Turn Facial Hair into a Profitable Hobby. You must admit she does look like somebody famous. She looks like one of the Houston Oilers. It's pretty obvious before the night's over you're going to have to get her a little drunk. But by the time you can locate a little drunk, she's gone home with someone else anyway, so... What the hell? I keep volunteering.
No matter where I wander, I know I'll always find a welcome at the end of every journey. There'll be friendly people waiting.
California, would I hope to be? Oh, I love her timber mountains, work the fields and work her orchards, up and down her central valley.
I have to bet.
They don't know I'll stop my rambling. They don't know that someday, somewhere somebody's gonna make me settle down.
I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home.
Well, no matter where I wander, I know I'll always find a welcome at the end of every journey.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Johnny.